In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true either is truth or becomes true within certain limits, to be found experientially and experimentally. These limits are believed to be transcendent. Hidden from oneself is a covert set of beliefs that control one's thinking, one's actions, and one's feeling. The covert set of hidden beliefs is the limiting set of beliefs to be transcended. To transcend one's limiting set, one establishes an open-ended set of beliefs about the unknown. The unknown exists in one's goals for changing oneself, in the means for changing, in the use of others for the change, in one's capacity to change, in one's orientation towards change, in one's elimination of hindrances to change, in one's assimilation of the aids to change, in one's use of the impulse to change, in one's need for changing, in the possibilities of change, in the form of change itself, and in the substance of change and of changing. The unknown exists in one's goals for changing oneself, in the means for changing, in the use of others for the change, in one's capacity to change, in one's orientation towards change, in one's elimination of hindrances to change, in one's assimilation of the aids to change, in one's use of the impulse to change, in one's need for changing, in the possibilities of change, in the form of change itself, and in the substance of change and of changing. There are unknowns in my goals towards changing. There are unknowns in my means of changing. There are unknowns in my relations with others in changing. There are unknowns in my capacity for changing. There are unknowns in my orientation towards changing. There are unknowns in my assimilation of changes. There are unknowns in my needs for changing. There are unknowns in my possibilities of me changing. There are unknowns in the forms into which changing will put me. There are unknowns in the substance of the changes that I will undergo in my substance after changes. In my disbelief in all these unknowns is a limiting belief, preventing my transcending my limits. My disbelief in all these unknowns is a belief, a limiting belief, preventing my transcending my limits. By allowing, there are no limits. No limits to thinking, no limits to feeling, no limits to movement. By allowing, there are no limits. There are no limits to thinking, no limits to feeling, no limits to movement. That which is not allowed is forbidden. That which is allowed exists. In allowing no limits, there are no limits. That which is forbidden is not allowed. That which is not allowed is forbidden. That which exists is allowed. That which is allowed exists. In allowing no limits, there are no limits. That which is not allowed is forbidden. That which is forbidden is not allowed. That which is allowed exists. That which exists is allowed. To allow no limits, there are no limits. No limits allowed, no limits exist. In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true either is true or becomes true. In the province of the mind, there are no limits. In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true either is true or becomes true. There are no limits.